Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 595. Free grace is the joy of my heart, its glories with wonder I trace. To me it does freely impart rich blessings just suiting my case. No monster more wretched could be, nor less of God's favour deserve. Yet such is free grace unto me, I never, no never can starve. 595.
just read together from the Word of God in the book of Psalms, number 107. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of all the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Falls because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the ways thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are ministered and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Merciful, gracious Lord God, once again, through thy kindness and mercy, little congregation of poor, like-minded sinners gather together in thy house this evening hour, where thine honour dwelleth, where thou hast met with thy people in time past, where thou hast blessed in time past. Dear Lord, we humbly ask and pray that thou wilt condescend to come and meet with us here this evening hour. We ask that thou condescend to come and bless this evening hour. Oh, that faith may be given to receive thy word in an honest heart. We ask and pray that thou would again, Lord, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Lord, do hear our prayer. Lord, we come praying that we may have some token for God. The dear psalmist prayed, show me a token for God. The harlot Rahab prayed, give me a true token to the spies. And Lord, we ask and pray that we may have those blessed God-given evidences, we are indeed amongst thy people and thy children, that our names are indeed found, recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood, found in that Lamb's Book of Life. Dear Lord, do hear our prayer. We come then seeking a portion for our soul. Thy goodness and mercy has indeed fed us this day with our natural food for our body. We come, Lord, tonight to thy house praying for that spiritual food for our never-dying soul. Something, Lord, whereby we can live on something whereby we can die on. Lord, do draw near to us. Oh, and just feed us with the bread of heaven. Lord, we read in the word, they cried, evermore, give us this bread. Oh, we pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou who did thyself declare thyself to be the bread of heaven, then, Lord, do come and do bless us abundantly with a sense of thy love and mercy, with thy goodness, thy kindness. We may have those signs and evidences, and those tokens then for God. Do graciously help. Lord, we do pray that thou hear prayer as we sometimes, Lord, have the showers on the earth. We ask that there may be showers of blessing even this evening hour. Then come, Lord, into our midst. And know it's just how each one has come. Lord, come seeking a portion for their soul. Come crying, maybe give me Christ or else I die. Lord, whatever the cry has been, Lord, do not send them empty away. Oh, that they may go home with that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. May go home, Lord, and feed on thy word. Continue to meditate on thy word. Then draw near and nigh unto us, we beseech thee. Gracious Lord, do come and graciously help, we pray. Help us then now. We do indeed bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt. Sadly, there is a lot. There are many catalogues of sin. And we do ask and pray in thy rich mercy that thou art pardon and forgive all. Wash all away, cleanse. We pray that their sin and their iniquity shall not be mentioned unto them. May that be the blessed lot to each and every one found here this night. Whether, Lord, they're concerned or whether they're unconcerned. Lord, they may be unconcerned tonight as they've come, but oh, we ask that they may not go home unconcerned. They may go home indeed. With the cry of the publican, or the cry, dear Lord, of one and another, a poor woman, Lord, help me. Then draw near, Lord. Do come and abundantly bless our souls. Lord, we think again, Lord, of dear Jacob. Why and how he lay down that night. Oh, and how thou didst appear unto him. And thou didst abundantly bless him. Oh, Lord, may it be this evening hour. Thou didst appear unto one and another, so that thou art abundantly blessed. They may have that sweet evidence, that blessed promise, that which concerns them shall be fulfilled. And that thou wilt go before them in life's pathway and in the untrodden steps, then do hear prayer. We ask then that the Saviour's love, the love of Jesus, that great love that he has to poor dying sinners, who indeed laid by his glory to come to this earth, and indeed to suffer, bleed and die, in the sinner's place, room instead, who promised that whosoever should come, they would in no wise cast out. Lord Jesus, then do hear our prayer this night. And oh, that our hearts then may be filled with thy love and thy mercy. We we may know that love to thee. Oh, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. Hear our prayers. We do ask and pray that thou wilt remember each and all present this evening hour. Lord, do abundantly bless their souls. Lord, one feels, Lord, in and of oneself so totally inadequate. Lord, to preach thy word. Lord, indeed, Lord, we cannot in and of ourselves. But we look to thee, and we look to thee, Lord, to use us to thy praise and glory. We look to thee, Lord, that thou wilt fill our poor earthen vessel. We look to thee, Lord, thou pour in, that there may be a pouring out. The pouring out of the poor man that fell amongst thieves, and how the good Samaritan came. Poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, that it may be so this evening hour, that sinners may know the glorious gospel of Jesus. Oh, pray, Lord, that thou bless then thy word this evening. And pray, dear Lord, that thou then help us as we look to thee and wait upon thee. Psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And dear Lord, my help tonight must come from thee. Lord, it can come from nowhere else. No man can help us. Lord, we cannot help ourselves. Lord, then do come and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, we beseech thee. So that thy name is honoured and glorified. Thy name to have all the praise and all the glory. Then do hear prayer. We ask, Lord, that thou remember then this little cause of truth and do bless them together. And do bind them together. Oh, they may be bound in the bonds of the everlasting gospel of Christ. Lord, help them to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. May the older ones be helped to bear the burdens of the young. And may the younger ones be helped to carry the burden of the older ones. May there be that gracious, God-given concern, one for the other. And Lord, we do pray thou wilt bless them together. And the children also, Lord, we lovingly commend them to thee. The young ones, Lord, go before them in life's pathway and the untrodden steps thereof. Supply their every need. There's the little ones, Lord, at school. There's younger ones, Lord, also. Lord, that have left school. Oh, and they need thee to go before them, Lord, in life's pathway. Do find for them a suitable wife, a suitable husband. Lord, then do be very near and be their helper and be with them and undertake for them, we pray. Abundantly bless. Help them, Lord, to bring all these things before thee and to lay them, Lord, at thy feet, to inquire of thee that thou would do it for them. Then do help. We do pray thou remember now those in sickness and affliction's path, to put thy hand, to heal, restore, raise to health and strength where consistent to thy will. Those, Lord, that carry with them a poor, weak body, undertake for them, strengthen them. May they know and prove that their strength is equal to the day. And or be near them. Thou hast done great things for some, Lord. We humbly acknowledge thy mercy and goodness. Pray that continue. There are those, Lord, that walk in a bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. Those that have stood around a great grave of recent times, remember them. Those that are yet to stand there. And dear Lord, we do pray thou wilt remember each. To those who then have lost near and dear ones, mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild. And sometimes grandchild loses grandparent. And I know what all this means. Oh, but Lord, may thy people not mourn as those that mourn without hope. May those that survive, Lord, that sweet hope that the departed one has gone to be with Jesus. Do be near them. Help them, Lord. And pray then that they may know that thou art that God of all comfort. Then again, Lord, there are those in trials, troubles, difficulties. Those, Lord, that need thee to appear. Seek thy word. Seek divine guidance. Seek thou make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Make a way where there's no way. Provide for them. Or bring the mountains down at thy presence. Lord, do then make thy goodness pass before each and all. Our Lord, and pray thou then be with each and all. Remember, we pray. We pray again for our nation, appear for us. Lord, do raise up for us men of God to rule and reign over us. Overturn the evil designs of men. Govern those that govern us. Help us to look to thee. And, dear Lord, help us to pray to thee. And help us to pray in sincerity and in truth. Lord, we say our prayers. But dear Lord, oh, that our hearts may go along with our prayers. There may be that sincere desire within. Gracious Lord, do help us then, as we commit all these things into thy hand. We do pray and would pray and will pray for those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, remember them. Be gracious to them. Lord, do turn their hearts, their affections, to the things of God. And it's turn the heart of the prodigal we read of. And oh, that there may be many now that shall be turned by the power of thy Holy Spirit unto God and to godliness. And do hear us. Pray that remember each and all. Ah, Lord, and it may be that someone says, well, he's prayed for everything, and here am I, and I'm not prayed for. No one cares for my soul. Dear Lord, do remember such, and do draw near. Do graciously help them, bless them abundantly, and grant thy help now. We pray that thou art hear us then in heaven thy dwelling place. Accept our humble thanks for all the mercy and kindness and goodness bestowed upon us day by day. The many mercies we have and receive. Oh, we do acknowledge all thy goodness to us. Our provision, our comforts that abound, the roof over the heads, the beds we lie on. Many mercies. We thank thee for thy house. We thank thee for the means of grace and the preaching of thy word. And we thank thee for thy beloved Son. Hear then our prayers now. Lord, do come and meet with us. Bless us this evening hour. Oh, send none empty away. Then come and fulfill thy word and promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth at my lips. With that live coal from off that heavenly altar, we pray the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name.
410. O for a heart prepared to sing to God my Saviour and my King, while with his saints I join to tell my Jesus has done all things well. 410.
vengeance upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention again to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and the second verse. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Try to speak a few things from this verse this morning, and many of those things were indeed maybe in a providential way, manner, but there are also the blessed, glorious, deep things of divine grace. And thou shalt remember all the way. The Lord brought his ancient people out of the land of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, rather. Yes, there was that mighty outstretched arm that what means the Lord used. Yes, there were those 10 plagues there in Egypt, but the day came when they were to be brought out. Yes, and yes, all is that day taken place in your heart when the Lord has brought you out, brought you out of the world. Turn your feet, your heart to God and his ways. Set your affections on those things above. The Lord promised his ancient people that he would bring them into the promised land. And the Lord, blessed be his name, why, yes, there is that promised glory for his people, his children. But there is there's the bringing out first. Oh, how the Lord brings out of nature's darkness. I think I quoted a moment ago in prayer, Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. Yeah. You see, but there's a time when the Lord puts forth his hand, snatches as brands from the burning. What you were singing here a moment ago, how sovereign, wonderful and free is all his love to sinful me. He plucked me as a brand from hell. My Jesus has done all things well. True. Yes, how the Lord does this. Why, he indeed is a sovereign in his dealings. Yes, there's many a child of God today. Why, if we were to ask each one here that has a hope in his mercy, where the Lord began with them and how the Lord worked in their hearts, what was the first concern that brought them there, there would be a different definition given each time. Yes. Oh, you say some are like Saul of Tarsus. Philippian jailer. Some, yes, it's like Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. But thou shalt remember all the why. Do I hear some poor soul here tonight say, well, I haven't had a Saul of Tarsus experience yet, the jailer. But have you had your heart opened, dear soul, by the Lord? What a blessed, gentle work that was with Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. Opened to see, yes, that the gift of God is eternal life, and that your soul has been put, as it were, on the stretch to find Christ and to know him. Yes, and it's been this desire in your heart. Like you read there in the Song of Solomon, by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. So then, you do love him. There's that work of grace. We love him because he first loved us. Why, back here, yes, here in this seventh chapter, why, it reads here in the sixth verse, thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were in number more than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Oh, the blessed, divine, sovereign, eternal love of the Lord. Yes. And you see, whom he loves, he draws by his love. Lydia was drawn by his love, drawn by his word. Yes, dear people here, young and older ones, you, far as I know, majority have been brought up to the house of God. And is there that something attractive to your heart by the preaching of God's word? You hear of this Jesus, of this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer, and there's a realization, yes, in your heart that you need mercy, you need salvation, and your heart goes out. Yes, being then brought out with a mighty and an outstretched arm. But you see, then the children of Israel, having been brought out, were in a place of difficulty. They was in a place of impossibility to their mind of thinking. And to continue there, why, perhaps there's a poor soul here tonight that says, yes, but it's impossible for me to be saved. There are these great mountains. This is how the Lord tries his people. He tests their faith. They're bidden, yes, to trust in him. See, It's look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I'm God and there is none else. Bozal, do you feel tonight to be at the ends of the earth? You know, the ends of the earth, why? Here in Psalm 107 comes to mind. Of these that go down to the sea in ships, business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord. It reads, they reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men, and are at their wits' end. And they are at their wits' end. You know the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, and here they are with the Red Sea in front of them. Here they are with mountains on the left and on the right, and a roaring enemy behind. They're at wit's end. Yet it is all. Let's remind ourselves of God's word. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? These are, the Lord is able to make a way. He's able to make a way of escape. Over the children of Israel, he made a way for them through the midst of the Red Sea. Yes, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward, said the Lord to Moses. And they went forward, and thou hold up there thy rod. And the way was made, and they went through. But dear soul, the Lord also has made a way for poor sinners. It's made a way for poor sinners. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. But why again, Isaiah 45, 22. What does the dear Lord say to us there? To these at the ends again. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. Look unto me. And thou shalt remember all the way how the Lord brought us out. Where the Lord began that work of grace, quickened us into divine life, caused us to hear his voice, put new desires in our heart. Yes, the desires that were not there and are not there by nature. No. But they're there. Because God's put them there. There's an aching void to find Christ and to know him whom to know is life eternal. It's Jesus, lover of my soul. It's Jesus, lover of my soul. Yes, this only place of refuge for a poor sinner. And thou shalt remember all the way. They shall remember all the way. Say again, the Lord brought them through the Red Sea, didn't he? Yes. Brought them right through. He brought them through as on dry land. There is nothing too hard for him. Yes. And why, as Moses said to Pharaoh about the children of Israel coming out and all the cattle, etc., he says, not a hoof shall be left behind. And dear soul, and Jesus has said there, all that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise, under no circumstances. The vilest sinner out of hell that lists a feeling's need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. I will in no wise. Yes, the very worst of sinners. For soul, you might feel tonight to be the very, very worst of sinners. But dear soul, he came to seek and to save sinners. And thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Yes, he hath done great things for me, whereof I am glad. Yes, what you were singing, that he hath done all things well. He hath done all things well. Some mysterious paths you may think and feel, and maybe they are. Why, grace is a mysterious path. But dear soul, why God's people speak of it to his honour, glory and praise, that he has snatched them as brands from the burning. He's brought them out of this poor, perishing, dying world. He's changed their heart, their affections. He's set those affections on things above. I suspect some in here with this poor man, when younger in years, the best word of any sermon was amen. Yeah. Now we can get on with our sinful path. That's what it was, wasn't it? It was our sinful path. But now, yes, that new man of grace, that which the Lord has put within us, an aching void. Why, we're like dear Mary, and we want to sit at his feet, we want to hear his word. I remember oneself, many years ago now it was, but it was our late dear friend preaching, Mr. Clement Ward. And you know, I remember him so well this particular Sunday morning, and he only had two words for his text, and Mary. That was his text. And he closed that morning service by saying something to this effect, well, these have been some poor rambling remarks. And I went home and I said to the Lord, if that's, don't let him preach anything else, only the rambling remarks. Oh, what a change. And thou shalt remember all the way. Ah, yes, the things that we once abhorred, we now loved. We cannot hear enough of Jesus. We want to sit at his feet and hear his word. Why, one thinks of the account in the gospel of the poor mad Gadarene. Yes, he had done all things well. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the world. Here's a poor man dwelling amongst the tombs. No one can tame him. Chains are broken. Fetters broken. But Jesus comes. Jesus comes. Or, you see, the appointed time. You know, He went over that sea, didn't he? I think I'm right, same for the Lake Gennesaret. For this one poor man who no man could tame. Yeah, but you say he would go back with Jesus, wouldn't he? No. Jesus says to him, go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord hath done for thee. Thou shalt remember all the way. This just comes to thought. Is there one in here tonight concerned and exercised about the ordinances of God's house? Yes, and yes, go home and tell thy friends, and thou shalt remember all the way. It is old, and the Lord will bring it to mind. Yes, all the way these 40 years. But I must move on. Why, what was on my mind a little earlier? It was when the children of Israel were found murmuring and complaining at the hardness of the way. Oh, and friends, well, I do. I have to put my hand up and say guilty. I leave you to judge your own heart. Murmuring, complaining, with blessings in our hand. And you see, why the Lord chastises for sin. For murmuring, for complaining. And on that occasion he sent fiery serpents in their midst, which bit them. And many were wounded and many died because of this sin. There was this murmuring, complaining, the hardness of the way, complain with blessings in our hand. We mustn't murmur. And thou shalt remember. You see, this wasn't one of the good things to remember, was it? No. But what follows was. You see, they cried. You see, the Lord chastises for our sin, our disobedience, our rebellion, and so on. And he did here. And he sent fiery serpents amongst them to bite them. Then they cried. You might refer to Psalm 107 here. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Now they're in trouble. You, poor soul, tonight in trouble. Is it this? You might know what was in thine heart. Dissatisfaction. And yet, oh, the mercy of God. That he made a way for them. He made a way through the Red Sea. There they got the enemy behind. Now they're murmuring, complaining. Perhaps you and I are murmuring, complaining. And then we wonder why we come into trouble. Turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations in thee. But the Lord mercifully commands Moses to make a serpent of bronze. Yes, and why light them? And it was to be reared in the midst of the camp or on the outside of the camp. And it is this, and whosoever looked was made whole, and thou shalt remember. One look. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. What did Jesus say? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever, I love it, oh, that whosoever, it is all, and that word applies here tonight, and whosoever in Swayze Chapel looks unto me shall be saved. Yes, we look at our murmuring and our complaining, we hang our head in shame, and we look at the Lord's mercy and kindness and goodness, that he heard prayer. He sees this all today, the look of faith, the look of the poor sinner that comes with all their sin and iniquity, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Thou shalt remember all the way, yes, all the way that the Lord thy God hath led thee. Is how, do you feel anything of this? We hang our head in shame that we've been like we have, that we've misbehaved, that we've murmured, that we've complained, and yet the Lord was daily providing all their needs. And thou shalt remember all the way. See, again, but then there are the experiences of God's dear people today. Thou shalt remember all the way. But having said that, whilst there are experiences of God's people today, they very often, if not always, draw a parallel to the word of God's grace. By, yes, that work of his Holy Spirit that is found within. I believe we mentioned about Jonah this morning, didn't we, being rebellious. But what about the children of Israel being rebellious? Yes, the 10 spies, the 12 spies. They've been to spy the land, they brought back the grapes of Eshcol. But 10 said, we be not able to go up. Oh, and what a solemn word that is there. You know, I've often thought of this. There is Caleb and Joshua. They're advocating that they go up and the Lord would be with them. And that was the truth. The others didn't believe it. And they cause the people not to believe. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to work. Why, here, you see, they saw these the Amalekites. They were as giants. Dear, oh, but who is a God like unto thee? This great, almighty, eternal being that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. But what comes to mind here is this. Why the Lord says to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe for all the signs which I have shown among them? Do those words cut deep into some poor soul's heart and soul here tonight? How long? How long will you provoke me? How long will it be ere you believe me? Over all the signs which I've shown among them. It goes on here. Why, it says to them here, because all these men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness. Now listen to this. And have tempted me now these 10 times. And have not hearkened to my voice. And thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led these 40 years in the wilderness. Humble thee to prove thee and know what was in thine heart. Yes, have we said that rebellion is not in our heart? What did we quote this morning? Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Yes, why, you know, and this account goes on here, doesn't it? It does. Why, when they saw that they were wrong, they said to themselves, well, all right then, we'll go. But Moses, yes, as God's mouthpiece, says, you will not, you must not. It says, and the Lord will not go with you. But they still disobeyed. They disobeyed by not going, and now they're disobeying by going. Oh, can I put it like this? You cannot play about with God. And God will not play about with you. God will not play about with you. I speak that lovingly. And thou shalt remember. But again, yes, you're going to remember the times that the Lord appeared. Remember that occasion when the enemy prevails. When Moses' hands are held up by Aaron Hur on the mountain, on the hill, set him on a stone and held up his hands so that Israel prevails. Yes, this all and this has to be written. This has to be recorded. To the Lord's honour, glory and praise. Yes, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. And I will deliver thee. They called and God heard and God answered and God made a way. Yes. And thou shalt remember. And thou shalt remember all the way. Yes. There's death in the way as well, isn't there? Miriam dies. Aaron dies. And in fact, all that generation died that were rebellious there with what we've just been mentioning. But Aaron and Miriam die. Oh, and there's those days of mourning. And thou shalt remember all the while. But you see, again here, Psalm 107. They wandered in the wilderness a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry, thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord. They'd only been in the wilderness a short while when they thirsted. And spiritually that is so with a child of God. Yes, greater or lesser degree, as God sees fit in his divine sovereignty and the depth that he leads one another in. But they're in the way. The Lord has put them in the way. Yes, they've come out of Egypt. They're Canaan bound. And you're in the way. And hungry and thirsty, their soul faints within them. Is there a younger one in here tonight? No doubt this verse will suit you well. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. There's the soul that's hungering, thirsting, and their soul fainting within them. Here they cry for the Lord to graciously appear. The Lord would have mercy upon their never-dying soul. The Lord would feed them with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. Lord, don't let me go up to the house of God today, tonight, and come away as I go. Oh, give me something for my poor never-dying soul. Something, dear Lord, that I can take home and beat out like dear Ruth, the Moabitess damsel. She took home the handfuls of purpose. Do you ever go home with a handful of purpose? Oh, a few times. Maybe only once. Dear soul, you've gone home from the house of God. Yes, with your heart full of the love of Christ. Yes, and you've not wanted to. You don't want to be unkind or discourteous to anybody, but you want just to get away. And to be with your Jesus. And thou shalt remember all the way that the Lord thy God hath led thee. Ah, yes, to humble thee, to prove thee. You see, these humbling experiences. You think of what we just mentioned a moment ago about the Israelites complaining. And then the Lord mercifully makes provision. And there's the brazen serpent, and whoso looks is made whole. Very humbling. It's why me? Why me? O blessed God, why so direct is I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Why me? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And thou shalt remember all the way. Now, dear soul, can you remember the way the Lord led you to view Jesus in your place, room instead? When you, perhaps you were in deep darkness and distress, you know, the children of God, they pray that the Lord would lead them. Their prayer is often to this effect, that the Lord would lead them deeper into the truth as it is in Jesus. The Lord would reveal himself to them in some way or other. But his soul is generally, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due seed. You see, there's an after. You're in the dark. You're in distress. You're cast down. You feel that the devil's at your elbow. You feel perhaps there's no hope for your poor, never dying soul. And then the Lord drops the word of his grace with love, power, sweetness into your heart. That word, yes, that causes you to hope. It says, and I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Oh, when the Lord draws near, that word, those words of his love and his mercy. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. And why unto a poor soul that's harassed and burdened, yes, and cast down because of all their sin and all their iniquity? And the Lord mercifully appears and declares to your heart, to your soul, that your sins are forgiven, that you've got peace with God, the peace that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. There's a poor soul here tonight, yes, with this burden of sin and iniquity. And the adversary says, you cannot be saved. That's what the adversary says. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labour, and you're labouring. Yes. With this burden of sin. Oh, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Why, and you read the account through of the dear Lord's people here in the wilderness, and you see time and time again that the Lord cared for them. He loved. Yes, what's the word here? Yes, but because he loved you,
Because he loved you, he didn't leave you in the wilderness. Because he loved you, he fed you with manna. Because he loved you, he gave you exceeding great and precious promises. Ah, yes, and thou shalt remember all the way. Yes, and those promises, oh, how humbling they are. Dear Moses had one, didn't he? Certainly, I will be with thee. Joshua had another. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Fear not. Fear not. Look up. On Jesus' aid rely. Cast all your care upon him. He'll bring you through. The children of Israel went into the promised land, and not a hoof is left behind, not a hoof, not the vilest, not the worst is left behind. They're all near, they're all dear unto him. Not the vilest, but that is those that feel their vileness, those that feel so wretched, so lost, so ruined, so undone. Yes. And those that come to him with all their cares. Yes, this up, look up. Look unto me. Be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. The children of Israel were at times at the end of the earth. They reeled to and fro, they staggered like drunken men. But the Lord appeared. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Well, may they these few simple thoughts.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £665, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 667. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. 667.
humbly pray that thou be pleased to pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen and missed here in our worship this day. Make up where we failed. Bless thine own word, and thy name alone shall have all the praise and all the glory. Take each home now to respective places of abode in peace and safety. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.